You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 156, Change. Are you feeling the call to homeschool and you're not sure what to do? Or maybe you are already homeschooling and it doesn't look like what you hoped it would. My name is Megan Thomas and I'm a certified life coach, a mother of seven, and a homeschool pro with more than a decade of experience. I can show anyone how to create success in their homeschool, and I'd love to show you how. Are you ready? All right, welcome back to another episode of Called to Homeschool. Always excited to talk to you lovely ladies. Next week is Mother's Day. This is not a Mother's Day episode, but just a shout out to all the mothers. There's probably lots of Mother's Day stuff and how to have a happy Mother's Day and how to have joy and be grateful and all those things. I actually have a video that shows you how to have a terrible Mother's Day, and I share it every year in my No Yelling Mamas group. So if you want to check that out, you can go into No Yelling Mamas and watch a great video on how to have a bad Mother's Day, because not everybody always wants to have a good Mother's Day. And where's the how-to video for those of you who are like, guess what? I want this day to stink. So I got you. I got you. Go check it out in No Yelling Mamas. I made it with my kids several years ago and we laughed really hard making that. So anyways, go enjoy. Instead, I want to talk to you about my kitchen. And we have been remodeling my kitchen now for several months and we're about 97% done. We just are missing a few molding pieces on the island and a vent cover and a couple handles and the cabinets and whatnot. And other than that, I think, let me double check in my head. Yes, I think we are all done. And it has been quite the process. We started with an amazing 1970s kitchen. I think I call it vintage because it's a nice way to say really old and terrible. Now we have this amazing finished project. So we bought this home from my in-laws. This is my husband's childhood home. And it was built in the 70s, and this kitchen was the original kitchen when he was a child. And the cabinets were the same, the countertops were the same. They were our appliances, so newer appliances. Linoleum was a second edition linoleum, so that got updated, I don't know, maybe 20-ish years ago or so. So just really out of date, an old door that went nowhere because we had built on a deck, and so that door was no longer usable. No pantry, just some wonky windows, some goofy electrical. There was actually a hole in the wall because you could used to be able to plug in clocks. I didn't know that was a thing. And so I actually just had a clock covering the hole that I never even put batteries in. So it never even told the real time, just to cover that hole. I love to, it had phone jack, you know, like in those old kitchens, you walk in and have your phone right there. We had one of those. We also had another thing about this kitchen is it had a, how big is a doorway? Like 3 feet. So a 3 foot doorway entrance. It didn't have a door on it, but the entrance to the kitchen was just a little 3 foot thing. And not only was that like kind of small, people going in and out of your kitchen, but the fridge was right there too. So if anybody was in the fridge, you couldn't get in or out of the kitchen. If they were filling up water, opening up a door or whatnot, it was completely in the way and obnoxious and all those things. And now here we are several months later, the fridge has been moved. The wall has been knocked down. It is incredibly beautiful floor plan with very open floor plan. We knocked out both those windows and put in one huge 4x8 window. And it is gorgeous because I look out back and I can see my neighbor's horse fields and our yard, the mountains. It's just absolutely beautiful. Excuse me. And so it's just like it was worth all the craziness and the chaos to get this beautiful kitchen. So often we have something in our life, like an old vintage kitchen that isn't really serving us and is falling apart and has cracks in the ceiling and whatnot. And we know like it would be nice to get a new kitchen, but we don't want to because we know of the chaos in the middle. And let me tell you, the chaos was great in remodeling this kitchen. Having to put all of our kitchen stuff in another room. So now another room has become a little claustrophobic because all of our stuff is now on top of us. Having to cook in a different room and the only things we could really use were a microwave or a griddle, not a griddle, like a I made it. Yeah, that's called the griddle. Like those little flat stovetop cooking things, we could cook on those. But then washing the dishes, you didn't have a kitchen to wash those dishes in. You're washing in the bathroom. And if it was really big, we had to use the bathroom tub, the tub in the bathroom. So that was like, it was gross. What was there was one day I was washing something in the tub. Like there was three. Oh, I had rice cooking in the bathroom because none of the electrical outlets worked in the kitchen while they were remodeling. So I had rice cooking. I was washing dishes in the sink, and I think I had the baby in the tub. And I thought, welcome to my multi-purpose room, the bathroom. Like, and now if somebody could just be going to the bathroom too, this would be fantastic. So it was a complete chaos. When the painters came, they did a great job of taping everything off, but they taped off everything. So I had no access to food or any of our dishes for 4 days because everything was taped off and we couldn't get into it because when they'd come back to spray and paint, it would then get my cabinets covered in paint. So for 4 days, we had no access to any of those things. Like I said, no water for a long time in the kitchen or electrical outlets. So just a kind of a crazy process. And so often we have something in our life that maybe we, like, let's say a relationship with a child, and it's like my broken down kitchen. Like, well, at least the outlets work. Even though we're fighting all the time and we don't really get along, at least we haven't killed one another. And we get content with mediocrity and being mediocre. That's the word I'm looking for. And just not like, we know there could be more, but we also know it's some work and we don't want to put in the work to get these amazing results. And I want to challenge you today that anything is truly available to you, anything. Amazing relationships with your children, even a child who's like, mom, you're the worst and you're dumb and you don't know anything. Like, that's where you are. That's up your broken down kitchen. And if you're willing to put in the work, you can then get your new updated kitchen and you can get a relationship that's thriving. You can get a relationship that's fun, a relationship where you enjoy one another, but you do have to put in the work. And it's so interesting because even though like it's still fresh, the chaos of updating the kitchen, now that it's done, I would do it again because this kitchen is amazing. It's everything I've ever wanted. It's so great. I would do it all over again. You could even compare that to childbirth, right? Like that's not the most exciting thing I've ever done. It's challenging. It's a little bit painful. It's like a little scary, all those things, but I would do it again to get all of my babies because it was so worth that end game result that I got. And so if you are willing to be uncomfortable, to be put out for a little while, like washing dishes in a tub or anything like that, what you will get in return will be so amazing. One of the things I learned from Brooke Snow when I did her creation course was her law of creation. And I absolutely loved it. And it's something I still use. So the very first step is to see. And start seeing what it is you can create. So if this is a relationship with your child, start seeing yourself being with this kid. Start seeing yourself laughing and having fun. Start seeing school going well, something like that. I was able to see this kitchen and create it in my mind, right? So we see what it is we want and we really create a blueprint in our mind and really see it. Then we start to say it. And this is a really powerful place to use meditation and really get an affirmation or anything like that of where we start saying, like, I can create this. I can create an amazing relationship with my kid. I am an amazing mother. I am a patient mother. I am whatever it is that you want to create. You say it. And when you say things like that, you want to then generate the feeling, whatever feeling it is that will help drive those actions. So with children, one of the actions that, you need to stop doing is being very critical because that's what I see, or being really controlling. Those are probably the two I see the most, of being overly critical and overly controlling. And so what feeling would help you to quit doing those? And instead of being critical and controlling, pointing out what they're doing right. So maybe that would be love. Maybe that would be understanding. Maybe that would be patience. Maybe that would be compassion. Whatever feeling it is that would then help you do that action. So then you do that on repeat. See, say, feel, do. See, say, feel, do. And you do that again and again and again. And as you do that, it becomes. See, say, feel, do on repeat until you hit becomes. So I saw my kitchen. I said, I can create an amazing kitchen. I felt excited about this kitchen. And then what did I do? I hired people out to create it. I was willing to wash my dishes in a sink, in a bathroom sink. I was willing to cook in very creative places. I was willing to do all of those things. And I did it on repeat until my kitchen became what I knew my kitchen had the potential to become. And you do this with yourself until it is you become that next version of yourself that's even better and even more amazing than you already are. And just want to challenge you that, like, as you go through those parts of that do that's uncomfortable, like, that's where growth is. That's the part of your growth and your changing. Just like a seed has to break through its shell, just like a baby being born has to come through, like, that part that is hard or challenging or difficult, that's where growth is. So I want to challenge you guys, whatever it is that you want to create, that being willing to go through that change and to stop settling, like, this is fine, when it could be so much better. Okay, lovely friends, I hope you have an amazing week or a terrible Mother's Day, whichever one you want. And if you really want to have, like, helpful tips on how to have a bad Mother's Day, make sure you check out No Yelling Mamas for that YouTube video. All right, friends, we'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Are you ready to take the concepts learned on this podcast to the next level? Then I invite you to join Mama's Members, a place where I will help you succeed in your family and homeschool beyond what you thought was possible. You will have access to hours of content, a place to ask questions, and weekly coaching calls to help you be the amazing homeschool mom you are called to be. To sign up, go to www.coachmegthomas.com/join. I can't wait to see you there.